Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody. Good when you start
speaking Spanish. Hi, puppy.
what a way to kick off anniversary month. Other than Black Tie himself.
Black Tie. That's when he had that that double disc album. Old Black Tie. Old Black Tie, whatever. The dude that cost Dr. Dre all that money for getting on whatever live it was and telling Dre's business and shit. I'd have killed that motherfucker right there. I forgot what the deal was, but it wasn't supposed to be leaked. I think it was when Dre made the Apple Beats merger or whatever and shit. And
right. The sell. Yeah.
It was like billions of dollars, but if it got leaked, it would get cut in like a certain amount, whatever. And old big bald headed Tyrese ass had to go and put that shit on live or whatever. And you don't really see him doing too many lives with Dre. You know, Dre probably.
I think that was the last one.
Dre probably tells him, "Oh, it's all good, man." You know, you give him that side eye, like, "Hate this milk dud ass." I think Dre purposely produced Black Tie, that album, whatever, just to fuck his career up. After that, he's like, "Oh yeah, I got you, yeah. Makes sense. But produced the worst fucking album ever, whatever. I got you, Ty. Yeah, that's the signs of love making though for this anniversary though, Cody, whatever, you know." You don't ever just look at the anniversary of the last drop, and you do you ever just think about I'm a Scorpio?
And you just wait. No, yes, I do. Nope.
It's a sign of a scorpion. I don't remember what he said about Scorpios in that song, so I can't. I'm black.
It's probably just as dumb as all the other fuckers she said in the goddamn song.
Hey, Aries speaks Spanish, apparently. Or, you know. Oh, there I go. Baby, I will guarantee you to give you everything your body's missing. And you ain't never lied. This does remind me of that fucking Private Guard. It's like the same amount of like just like why is he? Yeah, because you know he was painting that chick in that video, and this one you just kind of looking at.
Chasing the chick under the covers and shit. Like I said, it's some creeper shit, man.
Yeah, and he looked like he just like dry. It looked like he really just woke up because his lips all ashy dried out and shit and stuff like that. So he's like he like looking like this the whole time as women just drag him to this side. It's every sign. I guess what is it? 12? So how many signs is there, Cody? I don't even fucking know.
Who gives a fuck?
good point. Yeah. Hey, baby. The last drop anniversary is in April, so that means we Capricorns, right, Cody? Actually, I don't even know what April is, and as Cody just said, I don't give a fuck neither. Whatever. It is the. Let me turn this video off because it is kind of getting weird. I never noticed some of the shit in here. Whatever. I could have sworn
I don't remember that foot creeping in the shot like
no.
that. I don't remember that shit. It's been a minute since I seen the video, but. That shit's just weird, man.
I thought we just clowned on this like 2 years ago. Now, granted, we alcoholics.
That's what it felt like, yeah. But it's been a minute, though. Yeah, it's been longer than 2 years.
Two years for us. So when you drink as much as we do, that's like.
I'm about to say, I feel like.
That's 20.
Two times 10, yeah.
that's the amount of brain cells you lose.
Exactly. You like, fact, that's like any math I could do. Two times, that's about all I know right there. That's it.
Yeah, that's better than me. I mean, mine stops with single digit numbers or whatever. It's like 1 times 5, 1 times 6, 1 times 7, 8, 9. Once you start getting them 10 territory,
okay, time to bust out the calculator.
I was going to say the finger. It's gonna be like, hold on now, wait a minute, hold on.
No.
Start taking my shoes off, Cody. Got to count them toes or whatever and shit. Yeah. It's in my water there, people. It is the 6 year anniversary here of the last drop. That was April 1st, and no, it was not April Fool's Day. 6 years ago, we shifted into this little journey called the last drop here, and 6 years later. Yeah. Well, Cody's about to die of liver cirrhosis, and I'm a functioning alcoholic that's in rehab right now. So, yeah, we.
Yeah. Thank Galactus we did, too, because that movie shit was getting old as fuck. I'll say that till this day. You got tired of that shit. The discourse surrounding all that was just had, yeah.
Has the discourse gotten any better, Cody? You would
no. Yes. Oh, it hasn't. Okay. I stay away from it for the most part. I do dabble here and there, look at the comments and shit. It's still just as bad. Probably worse, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know because I'm not in those like forums. I don't have Twitter anymore or anything like that, so I don't really mm-hmm. see all the shit mm-hmm. going on. So, but for what little I've seen, yeah, it's still pretty bad.
Okay. Well, we've come to learn that fans are just like they take things very personal when it comes to
yes.
shit that they have.
As if they created the shit themselves.
Yeah, no involvement in or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's why I make fun of them now and just call them movie nerds and shit like that and stuff now. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get a life. Like, get a fucking life here. So, but yes, we started that thing and the first episode went really well. Second episode, well, we don't remember it all that much except that this is really good, Cody.
I remember it was a legendary episode, though, for all the wrong reasons. Wait, that's one that never got released, right?
Yeah, that's one that never got released. And I was going to release it, remember, Cody, but I wasted, when we did Thanksgiving, I wasted a wild turkey on that laptop I had. And or I didn't waste a wild turkey, I wasted water I had or whatever on that laptop. Okay. So that episode got just
gone.
Lost. Just gone.
Lost forever.
I should have.
Which I actually kind of prefer that.
Yeah.
This just kind of makes the legend more epic. In my estimation.
Yeah, I agree because it was probably Cody's, one of his, I would say his top five favorite brands of beer episode of all time, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And, that was a disgraceful episode. That was a really.
I was bad, man. Never again did we do record two fucking episodes. Well, that's when we stopped doing like multiple pours.
Yeah.
Yes, so we first started, we would do like three fucking pours per episode or something like that.
For the first episode we ever did, people, was the Four Roses whiskey episode. Mm. I just got back from Japan and I brought back Four Roses Super Premium from Japan. So we did a Four Roses single barrel store pick. We did the anniversary Four Roses. We did the small batch select that had just got released, and I brought out the Four Roses Super Premium, and we did that show for like an hour long drinking those four pours, and then we went into four more beers after that. Just four more, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Four more or whatever.
Yeah, it looks four beers. Fuck.
Yeah, and my ass was just tired. We went on. The nighttime rolled around. Matter of fact, I say it was an hour long episode. It might have even been longer than that because
I'm sure it was longer, bro.
Yeah, I'm almost certain because the sun was out when Cody got to my place.
Yeah.
It was not out no more. I just remember my ass just kept falling asleep.
So, sun was out no more. You know what also wasn't out? Also was out? Our fucking dignity, too. That shit was long gone.
Yeah, I just remember Cody trying his best as I slept or whatever to just keep talking. But he just kept repeating himself. That's really good. I just got to tell you.
I was like, man, yeah, I got some notes here. Let me dive deep into this real quick with my inebriated mind after I had all this fucking alcohol before. Let me see what I can conjure up real quick. Hold on a second.
Oh, shit.
That tastes good. I like that. That tastes real good. Real good, too. Let me. Yeah, that tastes good.
And then Cody saying, you want to go to the bar, JB? Nah, man. I think I'm tired, man. I think I just.
I was on demon time that moment of my life.
Cody tells me he's leaving. I go to get the door for him and shit. Mm. I swear to God, motherfucker was just staring at the sky for like a quick second, like.
there was this tiniest moment where I started beginning to question my life choices. I was like,
yeah, I think that's what it was.
I turned sober for like a split second. I was like.
I think that air hit you outside.
Yeah, so with the air, like the angle, just like the lighting too. I don't know, everything just like combined at the right moment for like just a split second. I was like, damn.
This is a mistake. This is a mistake. I shouldn't do this. But then you was like.
Yeah, nope. But did the alcohol creep back in? I was like, oh, well.
That was probably one of the many flaws of living in downtown Long Beach is you right next door to a fucking bar.
That shit right down the street.
Cody got the stepping, and that's when I think the air hit me too, because as I closed my door.
And mind you, folks, this is pre-pandemic too. This is when,
yeah,
like, the bar scene was like still popping and shit.
Yeah, so, this was when me and Cody was, like as Cody said, we was on major demon times at that time. We learned though 6 years ago we should not be drinking as much as we was doing back in the day.
Hell no, fuck that, no.
And if you find that enjoyable, then by all means keep doing that. But
hey, you do you. I know for me myself, and I'm pretty sure JB can agree with me. Yeah. Fuck no.
Me and Cody understand. Me and him, you gotta understand, people. Me and him are in a relationship. This is a drinking relationship that's been going on for almost. Oof,
shit.
Long fucking time now.
Yeah, 13 years now? Almost 13 years?
2012 now, whatever?
Yeah, 13 years.
This relationship we have is very toxic.
Literally and figuratively.
I'll tell you what, me and that Negro are going to be hand to head in hospital, yeah, dying at the same day.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to look at him when that nurse leave the room and be like, I got a special bottle under my bed sheets right now, Cody. If you want to open that bad boy one more time.
Yes, sir. One more.
One more.
One more.
As that liquid touches them lips, that's when you hear the
what a life.
And then that bottle that's in our logo of the last drive, whatever, how it's just pouring into the sewer, that's going to be the bottle hitting the floor and just pouring down in the drain.
Yep. till the last fucking drop.
And then me and Cody staring at each other and them pearly gates if we get there and just looking at it.
Yeah, goddamn well, yeah.
Yeah, we get there. And that's what.
Slam.
Well, we get there first before they decide to turn our ass back around. Because I assume you go there first before they read your list off, and then that's when they determine you. Okay, you go to hell. And then that's when me and Cody look at each other like that Dave Chappelle skit and go, "Damn, we fucked up.
Better turn your ass back around." Yeah.
It's like, hold on now. Let me read your list now. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, wait a minute, God, you didn't add that part where I gave that homeless dude $5.
I was like, yeah, but you did this the night after, so.
Oh, man, fuck
that cancels that.
Oh, dude, fuck. That was the same night. I mean, why you bringing up old shit, God? you took my website away, bitch. But yeah, this 13 going on 15 year relationship, 6 years of it drinking, just as we like to call it, work now.
It's work.
Now. We found a way to justify it.
At least in our heads, yes. Yeah,
exactly. We justifying it by being here for y'all. We don't want to put this in our body. We do it for you.
No, you think if I had it my way, I would willingly do this? No, of course not.
God, no.
No.
Not at all, no.
No, I'm too wise for that, of course.
I'm thinking man game. Yeah, baby, too. I don't get involved with stuff like that, whatever.
Yeah, but if y'all insist, then, fuck it. Do what we got to do.
I will say, though, of all the years we've been in that, I think that second episode was truly the night of, like, the most fucked up, probably. Because, like, there's been some nights where we just, like, woke up and was like, fuck, man, I don't ever want to do that again. But that night was just, like, I feel like that night was, like, we should have known better.
That was one of those nights where it was like, come on, man. It's like, bro, really?
What were we thinking?
Yeah.
I think we just got so excited or whatever doing it and shit.
I think that had something to do with it, for sure.
We was just so excited.
Yeah, we're starting a new podcast. We got some good shit to drink, so it was exciting, you know.
I just got back in the country or whatever. I brought something special. Mm. Cody was excited about the new release of, I don't even know if, I already said it, Russian River. I was like, I don't want to disgrace their name now. That was my first time ever getting to try, oh, fuck, man. I never got to try Russian River properly until a year later after that. Mm-hmm. Right when COVID had kicked in and Cody, let's redo this again. let's do this properly or whatever and shit. But it was just such an insult. We both had like new pours because we never had that super premium and we never had the new small batch select that came out. And I never had the Russian River. I'm sure Cody was like barely sipping on it at that time, whatever. So and like Cody just said, new podcast and everything, new beginnings, or whatever. Something we actually enjoy, and we ain't really got to hear shit. You ain't gonna hear people in the alcohol community throwing a fit on social media about what's better or not, whatever.
No, that's definitely not to the extent of like media.
Hell no. Entertainment. I don't think Cody's gonna be called a monkey for liking.
Definitely not. I highly doubt that. I'd be shocked if the alcohol community pulled some shit like that. Yeah, it's two very different communities right there.
So, you know, I turned it off right when you opened up the review saying you didn't care about the original Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. You know, so I couldn't find myself to listen to that. you ignorant monkey, you.
But God damn. All that dude having an opinion on a goddamn movie. Shit ain't even real.
Shit ain't even real. Especially when my comment was, whatever, if you come here to hear about that original, you come into the wrong goddamn review then, because that original ain't got shit to do with this review now. So, no. But, you know, when you make remakes, I guess that's when people take that shit serious and they like, you got to remember my that CH word I used to hate back in the day.
Yeah, they used to throw that around a lot. Maybe they still do. I don't know. But they used to throw that around a lot back in the day.
Fuck your childhood. How about that?
Fuck you too. Yeah.
And fuck your thoughts too as well.
Yep, exactly. Trifecta. Yeah. Fuck you, your thoughts, and your childhood.
And your childhood, bitch. See, we're toxic. We're very toxic. Alcohol makes us say this, not us. Hey.
What me?
All started in Texas with that Long Island iced tea. You know,
never look back since.
Look back since or whatever. Man, Cody, I'm so excited, dude. You reminded me the other night.
Yeah, man.
I want to thank Cody for reminding me. Man, I did do good this year so far, and we only in April. Man, I had to go back and look because I always post what I buy now because I want to keep it like on my stories. I keep a little, what do they call, like a collage of what I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, dude, and even for this show too, I had to go back and look up my top five, you know, pours, favorite whiskeys. Well, I shouldn't say favorite, ones that I remember of the year, passing years, or whatever and shit. Looking back, man, I'm like, man, so many good years or whatever and shit. But so far this year has been really incredible, dude, as far as my purchases, whatever. I'm so excited I got this G4 6 barrels Añejo, man.
I bet I can't wait to hear the deets on that, man.
Man.
I want to hear about that.
So this one, because we know G4, we gave the review the Añejo. I don't even remember what we gave. I think we gave it a 3 or 2.5.
I think I gave it. Yeah, something like that. 2.53, something like that. Yeah.
I think I was like a half a point less than you.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I just know that their special releases are always so special. This came out like a year or two ago, I think, or whatever. But it was only 1,800 bottles released. I got lucky as fuck or whatever. I got that email notification. I guess I subscribed to it as far as like let you know when it's in the store or something like that. I saw an email for it. And I didn't even think nothing of it because I was so busy that day, dude. I didn't even check it till like later in the day. And I went, oh, shit. Let me hop on that right away or whatever and stuff. So I ordered it online and went to go pick it up that same night and shit. And I was blown away because it was the only bottle. Once I purchased it, it said out of stock. Now I was like, oh shit. I was like, I really got lucky. 1,800 bottles, dude. So this was aged, dude. What makes this so different from the regular Añejo? This was aged 30 months in 6 barrels. Four of them were cognac barrels and 2 of them were Chardonnay barrels.
That's crazy.
That sounds to me already delicious as fuck or whatever. So yeah, I'm thinking I might bust out the review for this next month in May.
I cannot wait. I had that marked in my fucking calendar, bro.
I don't remember what retail was. I think it was like $150. I might be a little higher than what I remember, if I remember. I paid like $180 for it, and I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, I don't care. I'll fucking pay it. Because I wanted it. But the G4 Extra Añejo I got was only 2,000 bottles. This month's 1,800. So this month for me has been G4 special release greatness. Whatever. I don't think I need to buy anything else for the rest of the year. Now I'm like really.
I think you said, bro.
I'm really like I said,
you, You killed it. 2025, killed it.
I just need to get that one arm Armagnac bottle to top off my top five list, and also also too, I need to get that Cabal Steel String still, so when we do Cabal month. Oh wait, that is next month. I can't do that G4 now. Oh yeah, I'll save it for June then or whatever. Cabal is next month or whatever. I forgot about that. but yeah, I want to thank Cody for reminding me that this has been a great year. I got that Cabal Reposado, got the G4 Special XM, the extra Anejo, this six barrel and Anejo, Thomas Handy's BTAC bottle. Great fucking year. Cannot wait to continue this year to see where it goes to, whatever. But like I just said, I think I'm done for the year, whatever.
You straight, bro.
Who needs a bar? Oh, I can't.
Seriously.
I can't forget about this too. I forgot. This is getting shipped to me too. I got the new Yayo Reposado that's aged in four square rum barrels that just got released.
Interesting.
I got told Cody about this last year when
I forgot about that. Very interesting. I'm very curious about that one.
So the pre-orders had just hit like a week ago or something like that. Supposed to be coming sometime this week, I guess, whatever. So I'm excited as fuck about that because the Reposado pick we had at Vintage Wine or whatever, that shit was phenomenal. And I think that was like $50 or whatever. So this one's like $56 too as well. So excited about that. Cannot wait to try that. Four square rum barrels. I mean, come on, sign me up for that. Sounds delicious as hell, whatever. but then get in this episode here, though. It is champagne month. A little bit of the champagne.
Yes, sir.
We love the champagne here. And so I wanted to do a top five or top from 2019 up until 2024. So basically six numbers. I wanted to do my favorite whiskey from the show of that year. And Cody will repeat with his favorite beer next week. Just throwing something out there, whatever, to see. But I was going back, dude. I had to scroll all the way up on Audio Boom to go all the way up. Man, I was just like, man, you know, it was funny because I was looking at the years and shit. I was like, oh, this is a good year. 2023, I barely had any whiskey that year. That's when we got into that tequila
craze. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's when the tequila.
We had so many. We had so many specialty months too, Cody. Mm-hmm. I was staring. I was like, "Damn, where's the whiskey at on this fucking thing?" Whatever. We had so many specialty months. It was crazy. It was crazy going back too, seeing when we started mezcal too, and how we just. I mean, we started mezcal like right away. It was not even a few years in. It was almost like dead on second year when we did that. And it was just like, damn. But I was able to. This was really easy too. Matter of fact. I think the first year might have been the most difficult one, and maybe 2022, because I started pulling out more heavy hitters. But I'll just run through the list right there. My 2019, actually, I'll go backwards. I'll go 2024 up into 2019, since that's the more recent one or whatever. 2024, my favorite whiskey for Whiskey Week of that year was Parker's Heritage 10-year-old rye. Love that pour to death. Love it. Absolutely love it. 2023, I think it's the best. I don't think anything has topped it, neither, whatever, of that lineup, too, is 2023 is Bomberger's 2021. 2021 was a great fucking year for Bomb. I don't think any, and I liked a lot of them except for 2023. I thought that tastes like shit. I like a lot of them. I don't think they've ever touched Bomberger's 2021. That one was phenomenal. 2022. It was kind of a tie, but I think I'm going to just go ahead and put this one at number one or whatever. 2022, I'm going to put Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof, batch 10. Okay. Fucking loved it.
Good old Colonel Taylor.
Can't never go wrong with the Colonel. Can't never go wrong with that. 2021, this was an easy one. I thought I had it before, and it was in a February. It was a February thing we did. But then I think I did this one in August, and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even remember doing that. Booker's 30. I mean,
Come on now.
Easy peasy. 2020 was the Four Roses limited edition 2019. Still love that one. 2021 actually was hard. I take that back because that year I did Eagle Rare 17. I did George T. Stagg 2019. I also did Van Winkle 12-year-old that year. I was like, God damn. The fuck was up this year? But But Booker's 30.
Remember all that shit.
I don't even remember doing a family for 12. I sort of remember doing Eagle Rare 17. I didn't realize it was that long ago, though. I was like, damn. I was like,
that was a minute ago. Yeah, that was a minute. Yeah.
Forgot I even did that one that year. Yeah. I remember I was still doing the Eagle Rare store picks or whatever. And I think that month I had like an Eagle Rare month or whatever because I wanted to start opening all my store picks ahead. 2024 Roses Limited Edition 2019. And 2019 was our first month in to do well not our first month, our second month in which was May of 2019 did the Suntory Crest 12-year-old. That's when we did the 12-year-old Suntory lineup or whatever.
I remember that. Yep.
That was funny enough, I actually remember that episode quite fondly. I will say so.
Me too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was your first time diving into Suntory.
It was
diving into it. So yeah, so yeah, that's my list right there. That was actually really easy to put together. It reminded me of what I did in certain years and shit like that. So it was just a nice little look back into. And then after Cody does the beer week, we'll do one for tequila week. Obviously, it's champagne still, whatever. But we won't do it. But we'll do one for mix and match of our favorite mix and match pours.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be interesting.
Huh. Yeah, because mix and match would be easier too. Because literally looking it up, I always put mix and match and then just colon it or whatever. So that one was
good point.
So this one I had to scroll back sometimes. I was just like, damn, what did we do 2021? Whatever. But nonetheless. That is my list from 2019 all the way to 2024.
Funny enough,
honestly, you put all six of those as my favorite pours of all time, too.
You could. That's what it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything you made off right now, those are fucking legendary heavy hitters.
Yeah. If you was only allowed to have only six more six pours for the rest of your life or bottles, you know, I'd be fine with these six.
There you go.
I'd be perfectly fine. There's no tequila in there, but, you know. let's get into talking about some champagne now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk that champagne, Cody. So I right when you text me, he's over. I was making a mess in the kitchen of opening this thing. I was like, I'm so glad I opened this before before we started recording because the way that shit just bursted, I said, "Oh dear."
That good old cork action for champagne.
No, funny enough. This one doesn't even have a cork. It's a twist top, too.
Oh, really? Wow, okay. You rarely see that with champagne.
It's a
miniature. Or sparkling wine. Mini. Okay.
I ain't buying no big bottle.
I forgot about it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I made a mistake, though. I did this one last year on our last episode, and I got it again. So I'll probably pick another bottle or whatever and shit.
For sure.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to redo that. I was like, I knew I seen this bottle somewhere, and it was like right when I sent Cody that photo that I was like, I got all three of my bottles ready for the month already for like $18. That's when I was like, I think I did this last year. So I might put a bow on this shit and give it away as a gift or whatever. Be like, hey,
there you go. Perfect.
There you go. Actually, I think
easy peasy.
Yeah. Now I want to first give some love to Champagne. I sent Cody a photo yesterday. I went to Total Wine. After I got a haircut and everything, did my little errands and stuff, I said, oh, I need champagne for the month. Beautiful thing about champagne, I know I can get miniatures. And they got 375 milliliters. I think these are, what the fuck are the miniatures? I assume these are 175. I'm not really fucking sure. Whatever it may be. I love that there's like such a variety of it. And it's just the prices are from like, you know, $2.99 all the way to $30 or whatever if you want something specialty for a 375 milliliter. I spent a total of $18. This one I'm reviewing right here. I took photos too of the prices. That's what I'm looking at here. I took photos of the prices. I spent $4.99 on this one I'm getting. So a total of $18 altogether. Dude, for every month that we do as far as specialty months, this is probably the cheapest fucking month ever here on The Last Drop. I never have to spend more than $20 for this fucking episode or these shows, if you will, for champagne month. I also love the fact that too, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to picking. I honestly kind of just pick by based off the logo or whatever, or just like, yeah, I don't, some of them have tags where you can read it, whatever, but I'm illiterate. I don't fucking read. So, so I just grab whatever, if I don't feel like spending that much or whatever and stuff. So this one, I think I spent like $3.99 on or whatever shit, which I'll probably do for, our tequila week or whatever and shit, mix and match, whatever and shit. And, so I just want to give some love to the Champagne and just say like, man, what a great fucking, spirit here. To where I don't think any of them has ever gotten lower than like a 1.5 or a 2. And
right.
It's not breaking the bank. That was the reason why people that are saying, oh, you got out of mezcal so quickly. I hear people say that shit. And it's just like, no, you go spend $80 or more on a fucking bottle and hope that it's good or whatever and shit. If this tastes like shit, I spent $4.99 on this. Yeah. I don't
give you lose anything. Yeah, you're good. Like I said, no huge emotional attachment. No. You spent $18 total on three minis. You're good for the whole entire month. So I was like, okay.
Exactly.
You're straight. Yeah, you're chilling.
And it's a mini.
Exactly.
It's a little bottle. It's a little ass bottle, whatever shit. Yeah. I can either drink this or just pour this shit down the drain, whatever.
There you go.
So I love it. That was the main reason why we got rid of mezcal.
Worst case scenario, you just make a mimosa out of that motherfucker.
I was about to say, man, I got some juices in there, make a mimosa out of there. Ooh, yeah, that is the worst case scenario. Thing with mezcal is it started tasting like shit, and it was costing money. It was like, whoa.
Especially, those two things don't mix.
No, especially when we were doing that in like October, so we're kind of like gearing up for like Cognac Armagnac. Cognac Armagnac can be a little pricey when you want the good shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. It's like, why would I waste my money on mezcal and it tastes like bullshit when I can go ahead and spend that? Because I went down that cognac aisle and told wine or whatever shit. Man, I got to tell you, it's always something that just sticks out, whatever and shit, but it's always something that's like $80 or more. So it's just like, I said, I got to gear up for that month or whatever already. But I would say the same thing with cognac, though. Or Armagnac month or brandy month is, although it's pricier, I don't think it's let us down yet. I think it's always been an exceptional month.
Yeah, I've had no qualms with this month. It's always fun going into this month. Champagne is still something I'm very, very new to. You want to put a moniker on it or qualify it. Like I say, it has done us wrong. We don't have a huge emotional attachment to it. So, hey, if it sucks, then sucks, whatever. And like you said, like you reiterated earlier, we haven't had one that just flat out just sucked complete ass. And we haven't broken the bank at all. So we chilling.
I'll tell you this. It's never made our worst of list.
Nope.
Mezcal and rum has.
Yep.
So... That tells me everything I need to know, all right?
Even fucking beer has.
That's true.
For me, at least, before.
Whiskey has, too, for me, too, as well. whiskey for damn sure, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity month, we would keep doing that or whatever and shit if it was free or cheap.
Yep.
But hell to the no. Them bottles was not cheap. I think the cheapest was them Bruno Mars rum. And that shit was like...
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say, the Silvery. Yeah, it was like $22 for tax or some shit like that. Yeah,
that's the cheapest $7.50 for something of quality you probably will ever get.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of them bottles was pretty pricey or whatever, except for Casamigos. But we did mention that, and I just don't want that shit. So
No.
So... what I'm sipping on here is a Prosecco, though. It's called La Bras Vostra. La Vostra.
La Vostra.
Yeah, so the whole bottle just filled this whole glass up. I'm drinking out of an actual champagne flute, so.
Oh, very nice. Perfect.
Pulled that out, whatever. Yeah, it don't say shit on this bottle, whatever. It just says extra dry.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool. Just like Tyrese lips in that video. It's like just woke up and everything, whatever shit. You know, it's funny. Is that a scent nose? It smells dry.
It smells dry.
But also too, you get like some green apple and like honey notes on there too. So it's like I say it's like dry. Right. It feels like imagine like a apple before you water it or whatever. So right. It's
not common like, champagne notes or sparkling wine notes.
Common champagne notes or whatever. La Vostra Prosecco. La Vostra Prosecco. But yeah, common notes like this. And like I said, I paid $4.99 for this. That $7.50 bottle of this probably cost like $15 or some shit, whatever, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Little peach notes on there too as well. The color on that looks like white grape. Kind of like that cider white grape color or whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like common light champagne color.
So it's champagne.
Yeah, look like champagne, whatever. And shit, you know, shit, hey, can't complain about that, whatever. Those green apple notes and the honey notes just sticks out the most. There's a little bit of peach notes in there too, as well. Like I said, but not as potent as that green apple. That green apple really sticks out. I'm gonna go ahead and go on a sip. Like, I like green apple, so I don't see how this could taste. Yeah. Not on the finish. There's like this funky aftertaste, though.
Interesting.
Trying to dictate if I even like that, though.
I was going to say, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because that can go either way, depending on like what you're drinking.
It's almost like you smell it as you taste it. Like, it's fucking weird. Okay, that was just on that first sip. I don't know if that just needed air. I'm not getting that.
Maybe.
Now. So, yeah. This is fine. I like this. This is exactly what I kind of expected out of this, whatever. Like, this
good. Which is kind of, I guess, basically status quo for our reaction to champagne. Like, yeah, it's good. We like it.
If you look, say this, if you and the missus had a wedding or whatever and shit like that, and this is what y'all poured or whatever for people to sip on, I don't think anybody would bitch about it. It tastes like champagne. It is fine. It's okay. Like, it tastes like, I guess my thing is, I just don't know what the occasion for champagne would be other than a form of celebration or anniversary type thing or whatever. And like, I guess that's where I always come into trouble of having it. And which, funny enough, I actually know someone that's like a champagne connoisseur or whatever. He drinks it regularly and shit like that. Especially because his wife works with Moet Hennessy. And Hennessy, as we know, they don't just produce cognac. They're like Sazerac of whiskey.
They produce
a lot of shit, whatever. And the my favorite one I had last year, the Cliquot, that champagne is from Moet Hennessy, and I love that thing. That is delicious as hell, whatever. That to me kind of was like, oh man, so that's what top tier champagne is kind of getting at. I remember I had that with the family because I think I poured some of that for New Year's dinner. We always do like a little New Year's dinner where we get like either a ribeye, filet mignon, some kind of steak and lobster or steak and shrimp type combination. Just a really big, nice little New Year's dinner or something like that or whatever. And I poured that. And I just remember my family was even just like, ooh, it was like, this is really good or whatever and shit. It doesn't feel like it gives you a headache type thing. I can kind of tell this is like cheap champagne, but it's like, dude, if I'm at like a celebration function or anything like that, someone poured me this, I would fucking sip on it and be like, no big deal to me, whatever. That's the thing about champagne is like, I have yet to have something that just been like, oh, what the fuck is that or whatever and stuff. Oh, it's bubbly as fuck too, whatever. It's like that little candy that fizzes and shit or it's hitting all the gums area and stuff like that. But the flavors are the same as what I got on the nose too. The peach sticks out more on the finish, by the way. The green apple is just all over the palate, though. It is all over the palate. Like, it just, like, dominates the palate. It is so sweet, and I hate to use this word, but smooth, too, because of that honey flavor. The way it just, like, slides down the tongue to the throat. But at the same time, the bubble still hits the gum area and stuff like that. I assume that's kind of what you want out of a champagne. Now, I know some champagne connoisseurs probably wouldn't even fuck with this on a regular basis and stuff. But
Right.
Man, for a $4.99 pour, I don't even know what the alcohol percentage on this was.
Probably ain't much. Probably what? Well,
yeah,
12 maybe.
Yeah, you're just about right. 11%.
Oh damn, close. Yeah.
And you don't even fucking taste it. You don't even taste.
Yeah, would you just kiss the champagne? You don't taste that shit. Yeah,
you just taste like one of those Welch's ciders. They have like,
I got you.
So yeah, it tastes like that where you don't even taste the fucking alcohol and shit like that. So, I got no qualms with it. Other than, you know, I just wouldn't see myself like, fuck man, you got that La Vostra?
Yeah, right.
Let me get a bottle of that, or whatever and stuff. So, really easy sip down, nice and clean. That first sip was a little funky, but it went away right away. So I don't know what that was. Cause I kind of wanted that to stick around a little bit just to be like, what the fuck was that? So, because the answer Cody's question too, if I liked it or not, kind of just caught me off guard or what it was and stuff. So, cause I was kind of expecting what I'm tasting now is just the apples to take over, which it kind of is realistically. The peach is the apple is so strong. It makes almost the finish on the peach kind of forgettable, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really. Oh, it says it right. It's a 187 milliliter, by the way.
Okay. 187.
I didn't even know that was a size, by the way. Should just threw the extra 3 inches in there or milliliters and then just went like, hey, 190, you know? So I thought it was 50, 100, 150, 375 and
75, yeah,
100, 700 and 750 or whatever shit. I didn't know there was a fucking 187 milliliter. I guess they got to explain these big ass corks that's on there and shit like that. So
maybe that has something to do with the typical size of a champagne glass. It's probably meant for just one pour. Probably. That may be it.
Probably, yeah. You might be right too.
I don't know. Could be wrong, but.
You know, funny enough, I was gonna say maybe the condensation shit too, all the bubbles and shit. Mm. Maybe they value it. I don't know. I feel like I could go any route I want with this. This is it's actually not bad, to be honest. The more I sip on it, it's going like, yeah. Next anniversary or anything like that happening, have from La Vostra there, I'd be like, hey, give me some of that, you know. But saying that too, I probably be like, yeah, for a toast or something like that. But what other alcohol you got?
right.
Yeah. I don't want to be sipping this all fucking night, you know, and be like, eh, all right. Because something about champagne, when you drink it more, like other than the one glass you have, when you have like multiple glasses of that shit, that shit does get a little dry or whatever and stuff. And it starts to like kind of warm up in the throat area and stuff. And you're just like, I think it's meant to like slowly get you fucked up.
Champagne drunk is a very unique type of drug. I will say that.
Oh, yeah, it is. That definitely is.
Yeah.
Right before COVID happened, I remember me and my fam went to a wedding and it was a Latin. Well, she's Salvadorian, but her husband's Mexican. And they play like, I don't know what this music is called, but the Mexican music you hear with the same beat and shit. I forgot what that, I think there's like different types of what it's called with the accordion. Mm-hmm. First of all, I fucking hate the accordion. I think that's the most useless instrument. Talk about the lamest shit looking thing ever. Like that thing, when I see that motherfucker, I just be like.
He said, fuck your accordion.
Yeah, fuck that. I remember when Steve Urkel used to bust that thing, and I'd be like, man, I never wanted to whoop somebody's ass. Man, there's something about that equipment that just pissed me off. But when I see that keytar, I smile, because I'd be like,
keytar's fine. Yeah, accordion,
accordion,
keep that shit.
That's a bitch.
Keep that motherfucker.
Because yeah. You know why? It makes no good noise. Like, that's just annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I don't ever have an opinion one way or another about the accordion.
Because you never hear
it. I don't know. Yeah, I listen to it too much, so I don't know.
It's not a, and I wasn't just speaking for you. I just mean in general, like, you don't hear it. Like, it ain't like a thing, but for growing up in Compton, motherfuckers had that shit on a regular. I don't know why, neither, whatever.
Maybe that's why you don't like it. Wake your ass up early in the morning when you're a child, like, God damn it.
I'd hear that motherfucker and just be like, you know, instruments to me back in the day, it was always just like a woman heard that, she losing them panties, you know. When she hears that fucking thing, who the fuck is losing their panties to that goddamn thing? Like, that thing was annoying as shit.
Maybe there's someone out there. You don't know.
And then I turned the TV on to watch Family Matters, and this fucking geeky ass motherfucker pulls it out too. And I'm just like, goddamn Steve Urkel, this motherfucker got it too. I'm gonna beat his ass. And then I saw the real life version of him. I was like, I'll just leave him alone. Yeah, he like to handle his own a little bit there, old Jolly White there. They played that music a lot. My sister, you think I hate a whore in the music? Oof. She really fucking hates that fucking music. She despises the shit out of that. And she just looked at me and she just said, and I mind you, I'm just chilling. There was a Laker game on. I think I was trying to sneak and watch it a little bit or whatever and shit. And she just looked at me and said, you want to drink all the champagne at this table? And I just went like, oh, that's not like you, but okay, sure. I said, you go that way, I go this way. We'll meet back around then. Because I guess the whole table just got up. Nobody wanted their champagne or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just ran around that motherfucker. I had like five. She had five or whatever.
God damn.
Yeah, she was knocking them back. I ain't never seen her do that. She was angry. She was fucking angry. And like you said, ain't nothing like champagne, anger, or drunk. Because mm-hmm. them eyes got to looking red, Cody. And she was she was giving me this look. And she was just like, she was looking like Ultron, talking to fucking bitch, just like, are they ever going to change this fucking music? And I just remember looking at her when she said, I said, it does kind of sound the same after about the same thing. So I think she had three more after that because there's other table that had some too. And I was just like, oh,
she's coming.
Yeah. And she was quiet for the rest of the fucking year. And she, her little eyes was just bloodshot red after that. And she's just staring. And I remember just we were driving. If you look in the mirror, you could see her in the back seat. It just red eyes. You just like, oh, shit. Hurry up and get her home ASAP before she murders somebody. I made a vow never to get drunk on champagne after seeing them shit like that, Cody. I was kind of fine. I was just like, I guess champagne didn't do shit to me or whatever. But I, like you said, I've seen motherfuckers, you have like more than two. That's it for you. Like, I don't know what is it, what's in champagne or whatever it is. If you have that and mix like a margarita or any other kind of cocktail with it or something like that, Cody was talking about demon time earlier. Motherfucker, you on devil time. You just.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cross missing your liquor. You know, start out with champagne. Ooh, don't do.
I don't care.
Recipe for disaster right there.
I don't care if it's just you just had one cocktail or whatever and you had like two or three champagne glasses or something like that. For some reason, it's something in that cocktail and champagne that just says F-O. You fuck around, you will find out. Okay. You will find out soon, whatever and shit. And everybody that I've ever seen do it turn into a fucking complete different person of who they are, whatever shit. You were a model citizen. Now you on death row. I don't know what you did, whatever, when you had that, whatever, but you shouldn't do that again or whatever. So I seen a chick one time do it, kicked her shoes off and ran out into the street.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen her fuck die.
Yeah, that checks out. Yeah. I believe that.
I was more amazed at how she dodged all them cars. It was like a fucking Evan Bourne film or something like that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Bourne Identity. She was sliding through them cracks and shit. I was like, damn. She's super Negro now. Like,
turn to a mutant.
Yeah. I think that's what it does. It activates your mutant gene.
It activates your X gene.
Every franchise has some genes or whatever and shit. I think Star Wars had the Force gene or the SL, whatever the fuck they called it.
The midichlorians, whatever.
Midichlorians, yeah. It activates your midichlorians. If you a Super Saiyan, it activates your S cells in you and shit like that or whatever. If you a mutant, your X gene gets activated for some reason and shit.
Yeah, if you're the man with the iron fist, activates your chi.
Yeah,
all that shit.
It activates you being a black ass dude that moved to feudal Japan and shit, and you start learning about the ways of the monk and shit like that. Yeah, it does all kinds of things.
That's another movie we need to go back on too.
It definitely is one of those.
Oh my god, that's still to this fucking day, man. That's the funniest fucking review.
Dude, did I not say we should do something this month? And I forgot what it already was now. Oh man, I said we should do something.
I don't recall, honestly.
It was a few weeks ago, and I don't even remember what it was or whatever. You know what I think it was, too? I think it was a Tyler Perry thing.
Oh, was it Alex Cross?
I think it was Alex Cross or whatever and shit. I was like, it must have been a Tyler Perry movie.
This has got to be Alex Cross, dude. It's got to be Alex Cross.
Got to be an Alex Cross or whatever and shit, because we reference that one so fucking much or whatever. I feel like that movie's boring as shit except for those standout clips.
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible movie. He just drags along. There ain't nothing going on in that motherfucker. But those specific moments, man. Oh, my God. Will never forget those for the rest of my goddamn life.
Good evening, detective. Did I catch you at a bad time? It depends.
Man.
I will see your soul come loose. You maggot. Confucius said, when burying one person, dig two graves.
There's something wrong with her. What?
Just see Tyson nowhere. You walk out of that house or whatever. You don't come. I can't sleep. I can't eat. Knowing that he's out there. It's like, oh shit. He gonna kill Cicely Tyson in this movie. Oh shit.
People.
Oh shit.
Oh, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Wasn't that the same year as Temptation, dude? Oh my God.
I think it was. Yeah, 2012.
It was 2012.
Yeah. 2012. Yeah.
What do you think about
you?
We got the fuck off that plane right then and there.
He gave her herpes or AIDS on that plane, remember?
Yeah.
And she became a whole new actress.
I was like, yeah. And then the other dude was the same goddamn actor, just aged up some cotton balls. I was like, okay, yeah, just, y'all could have saved money, but okay, fine. Hire a whole new actress.
I remember when me and Lena reviewed this shit. She was like, wait a minute, that was a different actress? I was like, yes, that was a totally different actress. He thinks that AIDS ages the fuck out of you or something. That's a symptom of AIDS. I just have not known yet. We need to study that shit, Cody.
Yeah, evidently you changed you to complete different fucking human being.
Hey, fuck plastic surgery, Cody. Just get AIDS, man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You. I mean, some might say she came out looking, is if not better, if not the same, as far as good looks go, whatever. She looked perfectly fine or whatever. Shit. They put her in old women clothing and shit like that, though. I was just like,
where are they buying this shit? Who the fuck you fooling, man? I stop.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Speaking of Alex Cross, I actually went back and because I found the archive where I used to list all of our movie stuff. I found that old review we did of old Inspector Gadget. I sent it to Cody.
Oh shit.
Man, we did an hour review just and I was 20 minutes in. I was like, damn, we just talking shit. We ain't even talking about the movie yet. I was like, yo, when do I start the review on this shit? It's like
man, that's That era right there, man. Those fucking like those black those black films. That was a great fucking era, man. I would never forget that. Those years.
We spent 10 minutes.
Great fucking era.
What was the name of that movie again, Cody? You remember?
Was it? Till death do us
part. Till
death do us part. Is that what?
Till death do us part. We started talking about we was shitting on how they went to Moonshadow and Malibu and how that
They
didn't look nothing like Moon. They turned into some random ass dive bar. Yeah, right.
I was like, wait a minute.
They just use a random ass dive.
Yeah, you probably could have saved money.
Yeah,
it's going away. We're not a spot in Malibu and shit. Like, okay.
I love it because me and Cody was watching movies like, I know that bar. So it's like, wait a minute. And then the signs in the background Moonshadow. He's like, wait a minute. And then we spent like 10 minutes talking about how in these black movies, every woman in here just look fine as hell, doing the most mundane, like just any, and they're in LA too, probably, mind you, or whatever shit. Like, it's just like, I ain't never seen so many fine women like this in LA or whatever shit. They had some random ass diner in like in the valley somewhere. And it's
that
just
shit
like,
was in Lancaster.
And it was like,
it was in Victorville.
I mean, Cody was like, every woman that works in this goddamn diner is like 23 years old and fine as shit. It's like, what? What? Who the fuck is in Lancaster? Palmdale. Oh shit. There was an error there, people. Oh yeah. He's just like, that soul comes oozing out of your body.
Your body, maggot.
Yeah, that was acting right there. I think we should have a Tyler Perry month.
I'm gonna say no to that.
Oh man. Should we do our Remember Chicago this year? Just Remember Chicago. We don't have to do all of them.
I don't even know. I think we should switch it up because we did Transformers a couple years in a row.
Yeah,
we switched it up. I would like to, maybe we do Tyler Perry month. I'm talking about
you know it. What? That's more American than anything now. So you know, yeah. You probably should do that. That's American.
Tyler Perry,
Alex Cross and Temptation on two of them. There you go. I ain't gonna lie, I don't even remember that.
Maybe
name.
We do some new ones. We missed out a whole lot of shit since years, man. I watched Tyler Perry movie in years, so maybe.
I ain't watched one in years either. He still makes movies?
Yeah, he still makes movies. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting. I hear they're still just as crazy as shit, too. So maybe, that might be a thing. It might be fun. I don't know.
Maybe we should, you know what we should do? Maybe not Tyler Perry. We should put all those ones we reviewed, put it in a hat, shake
okay.
That fucker.
A little drawing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, revisit some of those.
If you look like, at
one per week.
Well, don't quote us on that. First, we got to find these movies even findable.
Exactly.
Tubi can only go so far. But I'll look it up first, and then we'll see, because they got to be findable. If they findable, we can find them, motherfuckers, because if you thought Punisher Warzone was some obscure shit.
Oh, yeah, those other movies.
Except for that one dude in that theater.
Yes. Brilliant. Yes.
He's an old white dude too.
Yeah.
He's clapping his ass off though. He was happy as shit. I think that was for Cody's movie, The Perfect Man or whatever.
That's
shit.
Right. Yep.
Clapping his ass off. I think the trailer's in that
trailer. Yeah, the trailer. Yeah,
the trailer. That motherfucker was just clapping and shit. I was like, damn, he trying to get him a black queen out this movie. That's what he trying to do. He's trying to get him a black queen in this movie. He hoping so, and he sat directly in the front row, so he knew what he was doing, Cody.
Front row, front and center.
He knew exactly what he was doing. He was just like, shit, if I clap loud enough, one of them black ladies, yeah, they're going to come.
That's funny. His theater was full of black people. He's the only one white dude. He was the only one clapping, though.
I'll never get that Negro under that bed. That ruined his career, by the way.
Yeah, it kind of did.
That shit came to a screeching.
Yep.
She said, nope. Cody said, don't compare me to him. Don't say it. No more. Cody was all for it back in the day. He loved it and shit like that. Once that came out, he was just like, don't.
Like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you better take that goddamn Photoshop off.
Don't call me that. No. I won't be that Negro no more. Wasn't Morris Chestnut in that film or some shit?
Yep. Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Hold on. Wait. This movie's kind of blending together for me. Was he in that one?
I'm blanking.
I don't know.
Only reason why
I don't think
reason why I'm saying that is because I think Wang did a Photoshop of us.
I think he was in two of those shitty movies.
He was in the one with Regina Hall too, as well.
Okay, that's what I'm getting mixed up with. Okay, so he was in both. Okay.
He was in When the Bow Breaks.
When the Bow Breaks, yeah. And then The Perfect Man.
The Perfect Man. Yeah. He was the savior.
Okay.
Yeah. He was, because Michael Ealy decided, I'm just gonna turn batshit crazy randomly now.
Yeah, out of fucking nowhere, like all those movies do.
I mean, I guess you could. Well, never mind. I was gonna say Inspector Gadget. He had a reason. I mean, she faked her death and everything. So, but he was beating her beforehand. So never mind. So yeah, she did.
How she faked her death and pulled that shit off?
We spent 20 minutes in that review trying to explain that, by the way. I still don't even know how we, I don't even know what we took.
Haley was fucking no.
I listened to that whole fucking review card. We were so baffled by this, whatever shit. We was like, it was like a doctor would lose his fucking license if he went along with this.
Shit don't make no goddamn sense.
There's not one fucking doctor. And by the way, what was the reasoning she gave the doctor to tell him to do this? Don't you think that doctor would have been like, I think we should call the police on this guy if he's doing it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But no.
Instead of possibly getting his ass arrested for this shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, and then there was that Terrence. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. 106 Park.
Yeah, Terrence. What the fuck is
Jenkins?
His name?
Is that his name?
I don't remember his name.
I forgot it's Terrence. Huh?
I just know Cassie's fine ass is in it, and we just. Oh, and Paula Patton's fine ass was in there too. She was playing his sister, and we was just kind of like, "Ain't no way these two related."
What's that motherfucker's name? That fucking rapper.
He
was.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
French Montana.
Oh, French Montana. Sorry, not Trey Song. French Montana. You loved him, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Cody's having flashbacks. Remember, I think that might have been the most packed theater we were in to see that, too.
I think so.
Yeah, we went to Century City and saw that. At,
I was Century City, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a fucking packed. We only had two. I was like, how the fuck is this so packed or whatever and shit? It was packed as a motherfucker or whatever and shit. And we hated it.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, it was terrible.
I think we kept saying, put Paula Patton's ass back on screen.
That shit was terrible.
She and two of them, too? I mean, yeah.
So. I think so. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Hey, same cat. And we knew it was downhill when, I mean, I can see why Regina Hall would want to do it. I mean, you and Morris Chestnut and Michael Ealy. I mean, that's a star. That's probably the most star-studded cast that shit's ever had or whatever and shit. I mean, so I can see why they'd want to do that or whatever. But the rest of them, I'm just like, I don't know why anybody want to do these. Yeah, ain't nobody.
Get this shit.
That one with Terrence, whatever, I think that was the one with the finest women in the know. They had every fine woman in that goddamn movie. It was like, Jesus Christ. If you was black and fine, you was in that movie somehow. It's kind of like that joke Dave Chappelle made about why he didn't get invited to the Diddy party and he realized he was ugly. If you wasn't in that movie, they don't think you fine and black, man. Because it was just like, and they were all friends too. It was all friends and shit too. That was crazy to me. Girl, Dasha Polanco was in. Everybody was in that motherfucker. Lala was in there. There was a whole list of them and shit. Like, I was just like, my lord. I was like, oh my god, where was I at on the set of this? Whatever shit. Probably kicked off. But anyway, it don't matter. Girl, whatever shit. I lost my goddamn mind had I been on that set, Cody. I'd have been like, oh my lord. Carmelo, I'm gonna steal your woman. I lost my shit in that film, whatever. And Terrence was the one everybody wanted. I was just like, yeah, you know this shit's unbelievable. You know this is unbelievable. Ain't nobody looking this Negro way. Like, come on now.
I always just about the house in the hills.
Drinking 1800. I was just like, why are all these rich dudes always drinking bullshit? Like, I don't understand this, dude. Like, I'm broke and I drink high quality shit, whatever. Cody, do you think if I was rich, I'd be drinking 1800?
The fuck no.
We was bitching about that almost the whole review, by the way. We just like, I just can't get over this. And meanwhile, I remember the broke dude that was with Dasha Polanco, who was in Scrubs and all those shows or whatever. Mm. He was drinking blends. We was like, well, damn.
Yep.
I think we see a correlation here. Yeah. Broke, you drink quality shit. You rich, your taste buds all fucked up and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I'm gonna give this a 2. Not the movie.
Sounds about right.
Not the movie.
Yeah, right. No, movie's fuck you. But yeah,
the La Vostra. Okay, yeah. I'm giving that a 2. Yeah, I was dragging the movie stuff out of linger because I wanted to get to the end of it here, or whatever, to see if like you know my opinion changed on it. I'll say this: great conversational piece and everything. Got nothing really negative to say about it. Although it just didn't do anything for me as far as like you know. Like, oh my God, I gotta move out my way, Cody, with your black ass. I'm trying to get a little Vasotra, you know?
Right.
I'm trying to get my Voltron on right here and shit. You know, I ain't trying to, I'm not doing all that or whatever and stuff. Just a good solid champagne here that I can sip on easily. Got no bad thing to say about it. It didn't get worse. It stayed consistent all the way through the apple notes with the little bit of peach in there. Still, even after all this time, still got little bubbles on the gums there and stuff like that. Not as much as before, but a little bit. So yeah, I'll give it a 2.
There you go. $5 gets the job done.
Yeah.
Doesn't that say it's welcome? Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you're right about that, because if I wasn't in this room and I chucked this motherfucking ball, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Hey, go right there. We're done now. Yeah, so maybe July we'll do something. Like, I swear, I thought it probably was Alex Cross or whatever and shit.
I think it was Alex Cross. Yeah.
Oh, man. Where do you find that at? Did they blackmail that movie yet?
Ooh, shit. I'm pretty sure it's on Sony. It's because Tyler Perry's still, you know, he's still a name.
Yeah, so yeah, find that somewhere. Yeah. I would not spend $5.99 for that. I'll tell you that right now.
Nah, you're doing that.
$2.99, yeah. I'll see that.
Yeah, I'll rent it. I'll rent it.
I'll rent that for that. But $5.99, I'd be like, oh, you need a dick on that. Hey, Tubi, you better come through. Better come. I was trying to tell Cody a few months ago, whatever. If you want to relive them black movies, Tubi, dude.
Tubi, yeah.
They got some movies on there that make Tyler Perry blush.
Man, some of the shit you showed me, I was like, what the fuck is this? The
only reason why I seen them, too, is because my friends that I know were in some of these, whatever. They wanted me to watch them. And I watched like three of them, and I was just like... Lord, my friend, I forgot the damn name of the movie. Now I gotta look at it. Maybe it's on like a watch list on Tubi, whatever. But she was telling me about this role she did. She didn't tell me what it was, whatever. She didn't even tell me what scene she pops in. And then when she popped up, I was like, "Girl, you literally playing a prostitute." it's like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, I guess we got to start somewhere, huh? I was like, all right,
yeah.
I mean, he straight up was playing a whore. I was like, oh, it's on Tubi.
It's on Tubi?
It's on. You can watch it for free, dude.
No shit.
You can watch it perfect. For free on Tubi.
Wouldn't want to watch it anywhere else.
That shit's an hour and 51 minutes. I'm joking. Goddamn. Oh, shit. Why did this start?
This is not a full ass 2 hours.
Oh, damn. Why did this start? Oh, shit. The movie just started.
Don't even hit yourself now. Hold on now.
Wait a minute.
Baby. Hold on now.
I didn't click play. What the fuck? Hold on now. Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Damn. Wasn't he called like the Picasso killer in this motherfucker?
Yeah, something like that. Some stupid shit.
He's like, oh, some dumb shit, whatever. Yeah, he's like Picasso, whatever. Damn. I feel like the best clip. Why did this movie start playing again? God damn it. Go away. Shit.
Really want you to watch it.
Oh man, I'm seeing like a lot of the free shit that's on here or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you, Cody, this is a Tubi is the Tyler Perry should just buy Tubi, to be honest.
Does he not own it? I won't be shocked that he does.
I mean, maybe probably he does brother. Probably does whatever shit. You know, as much shit as I give Tyler Perry, I respect that man wholeheartedly. Whatever. He is
he's a great businessman.
He was a great fucking very business, smart man. Remember, he started off home. Remember this scene, Cody?
Oh, yes. What? Enunciate. God damn it. Fuck.
See, I had to put them subtitles.
Yeah, that's like, wait, I know what the fuck he's saying. Otherwise,
why are you digging in the kitchen drawer looking for knives and shit? What the fuck?
Oh, I literally mumbled through the entire goddamn movie. How did you do that? Go home, you get up the next day, and then what? I have to figure out how to live another day without Maria. This performance, man, I can't. I fucking can't, bro.
He was dramatic. How are you going to walk back in? How you going to walk back in? They got that music kicking.
Yeah. Poor ass Sissy Tyson, man. She's trying. I know. Man. She really doing her thing.
Trying.
Right? Yeah. This motherfucker.
Yeah. Sissy Tyson, her legendary ass.
Yeah.
Well, he won't stop.
I've seen his face. I've always be a threat to him. Got that same goddamn expression the entire fucking movie. Don't change. This might be one of the worst performances I've ever seen in my fucking life. I forgot how bad that shit was. Jesus Christ.
Sister Tyson was like, that's so bad, I gotta look away.
You and my children to someplace safe.
Go with them. You should have put him and that black dude from Punisher Warzone together in this movie.
Yeah, actually, he would have fit. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, you could swap them two out.
Or they could have been just brothers or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe make a sequel with that dude. You got
the goddamn it, Castle.
You got the mumble mouth version of him. Well, you get the loud. God damn it!
Yeah, yeah.
Picasso. You killed my wife, Picasso. Like, oh, god damn it! Like, oh man, so that's a. I seen his face. I forgot about that. I seen his face. He won't stop. I heard his voice.
I'm like, we want to start crying.
Cicely Tyson, that pole legendary ass woman, she trying to act her ass off in the scene. Yeah. She's just like, they ain't giving me shit to work
with. She really trying, man, but it's just.
So, yeah, we'll find a day. You know what? We'll review it on its anniversary day. How about that?
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll review it on the anniversary. I'll look up the day when that movie came out. I think it was like August or some shit or whatever and stuff like that. We'll review it on its anniversary. Cause
sounds good to me.
You know what? That'll be the year we met each other. It was 2012, so it'll be the year.
That's right. There we go.
It'll be the anniversary. Fucking
perfect.
There you go. We'll review it sometime in August or whatever fucking year came out, whatever. Well, that's the end of the show, though, people. Hope you got some good laughs. I know I fucking did. I'm tired now from laughing shit. That champagne got me all tired laughing and shit now.
Good old T-Peasy. Mm-hmm. Never fails.
Oh, yeah. He never fails. He always comes through. He sees that soul oozing out of your body and shit.
Back it.
Got my top six list in there. Next week, people, will be continuing the old champagne month with Cody's turn. And then obviously the next 2 weeks would be kind of like sort of a mix and match, a form of that or whatever and shit. I got to get another fucking bottle. I fucking forgot I already did this goddamn thing. So get rid of that shit. we'll be back next week. Happy anniversary, Cody. 6 years.
Yes, sir. Happy anniversary.
Yes, sir. We'll be back next week. Like we always say, I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry. You maggot.